This is Bill Felker with Poorwell's Almanac for the first week of middle spring. All kinds of things happen in the benign month-long time of middle spring. And one thing always leads to another. When nettles are 6 inches tall, then middle spring wildflowers are opening all over the woods. When the American toad gives its shrill mating call, that will be the time to plant corn. Morel mushrooms appear when mayapples push out of the ground and when cowslip buds in the swamp and when leaves come out on the skunk cabbage. Parsnips in bloom announce that deer are growing their new antlers. When the high canopy is budding and greening, then wild turkeys are gobbling and tulips are in full bloom. When the grass is long enough to cut, then opossums and raccoons are giving birth in the woodlots, and young goslings are hatching by the ponds and rivers. When tent caterpillars emerge in the trees and the red buds start to turn purple, tadpoles will be swimming in the ponds. And then it won't be long before dogwoods and the crab apples open and winter grains are almost tall enough to ripple in the wind. When pussy willow bushes start to get their leaves, then meadowlarks and scarlet tanagers will return for summer. When ticks and mosquitoes become pesky, the morel mushroom season is almost over and the last frost is less than 4 weeks away. When purple wisteria flowers, the most fragrant time of year is here, with lilacs and mock orange and honeysuckles coming into bloom. And when all that happens, then garlic mustard is flowering in the woods and cutworms and sod webworms start taking over the field and garden and weevils are showing up in the alfalfa too. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of middle spring. In the meantime, whatever you see will lead to something else.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.